We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, by the way, since it's a holiday, nobody's here. So if you want, you can go into the fridge and take food. Nobody will know it's...
You've got to be some time below to do that.
I know.
Steiny, they got the cameras in there.
Yeah. Nobody goes there. You know what's funny? Yeah,
Something that ain't yours?
I'm not.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
We used to think about milk, though. Forget food. If somebody's got milk in there and you get a cup of coffee, is it okay to go take a little hit off somebody else's milk for your coffee?
Oh, that fridge. I thought you were talking about the fridge with all the Powerade and the breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, you're talking about the actual fridge.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, the family fridge.
You can top something off.
Here's the bottom line. Here's my rule on the common refrigerator.
Talk to me.
I can't stand people that put their names on their food. Let me tell you something. You put your name on your food or your drink, and I get in there, and I'm the only one in there.
So you're too.
I'm messing with that food.
Yeah.
Somehow. I'm going to put it in a different place.
I guess I'm asking why.
What? Same reason I took your water bottle.
And you enjoyed every minute of it.
I only kept it going for like 30 seconds. But no, so when I buy milk in there, I put a note on it for everybody to help themselves. That's where I'm coming from.
So you put everyone.
What?
What do you put on your note? Everyone?
Help yourself.
Nice.
Thank you. It's better than saying, Matt, do not touch.
Yeah, I was getting freaking milk.
I know it's bothering me.
No, I don't know.
It's like,
I've only taken,
It's like dressing. I see salad dressing in there and they put their names on it. It's like, really, you're going to put your name on salad dressing?
Who are you?
My wife
share
like
salad
that.
Dressing. Yeah. Come on.
Exactly. Oh, 669 still coming down. Steiny, you're so wrong about Trey being a better passer than Bron. I got a problem with you calling him Bron.
LeBron. You know him? Bron.
Do you know him?
You feel like
then
you
use
do.
His name.
Oh, wow.
I'm a fan of both and watch every game pretty much with league pass. And Bron has passing down. Okay. No. Yeah. He's a great passer. I don't want to do this.
Right.
Hey, by the way, you didn't ask me how I played yesterday when I said golf. You just said, hey, what'd you shoot? You know,
I'm happy Bonte was back. But how'd you shoot?
85.
Well, damn, that's 85. Better than the 99 the prior time.
I didn't have a 99 the prior time. It was a 94. But get this, Goo. How about this? So, boy, bosses are gone. So last Sunday I played. Remember the wind was unbelievable last Sunday?
We lost power
crazy.
In the
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we ended up playing that day, and I shot like a 95. So I posted a 95 because you got to do that. But this app takes into account, they said that you golfed on a day with extreme weather.
Wow, so what did he go to?
92 or 91. Gave me three.
Wow. Knocked all four shots?
Yeah, three shots. Yeah, so.
Nice.
Yeah, so, hey, by the way, I want to throw this one out to the text line because it is important to me and only me. Where's the best golf store in the Bay Area?
DT's.
The best golf store in the Bay Area because I'm heading out of town on Wednesday.
Golf Galaxy in Pleasant Hill.
I'm sorry?
Golf Galaxy in Pleasant Hill
golf
is pretty good.
Golf Galaxy, Pleasant Hill, I have a vote for. All right.
I got San Ramon.
Where are you going, Steiny?
South Carolina. Kiowa Island, South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Family out there?
A friend of mine who I went to college with who's filthy rich.
Wow.
Oh, my God, is he rich.
Oh, this is the guy. You
nothing.
So you'll be golfing on his dime?
Yes. Wow. I paid for my flight.
What's he do? Line of work.
He owns a printing company. It's one of those things where it's like.
That sounds so like.
Well, it's like I go, hey, so hey, he's like, you don't care. Just I'm making money. Just shut up. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's what he says. I'm like, dude, I got to pay for this. Shut up.
I wonder if he moved to Cali, could he make that same money or more? Or would it be less because there'd be more competition?
It's a good question.
Ask him.
His printing shop's in Philly, so I would assume the physical location
All in.
Probably could go anywhere in the world.
Yeah. No pro games for you, nothing out there.
What do you mean?
The Gamecocks, maybe a hoop game. College basketball.
What are you talking about? We'll be gambling on games.
No, you won't go to anything.
Why
live
would we go to any games?
Why would you go to South Carolina
Warriors games this year?
Well, the number one women's team, South Carolina Gamecocks. Well, what's Don Staley's coaching?
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, they ain't going to that. I can tell.
Should we start out this Astros stuff with a call or with some sound?
This is bad.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's do sound.
Here's Rob Manfred. He's the...
joke of the day.
He's the commissioner of baseball.
And what is your reaction to the reaction of the people, which seems to be, wow, we didn't get the players.
Yeah, I understand people's desire to have the players pay a price for what went on here. I think if you watch the players, watch their faces when they have to deal with this issue publicly, they have paid a price. To think that they're skipping down the road into spring training happy, that's just a mischaracterization of where we are. Having said that, the desire to have actual discipline imposed on them, I understand it. And in a perfect world, it would have happened. We ended up where we ended up in pursuit of really, I think, the most important goal, and that is getting the facts.
Oh. You know what?
What was
that? That should be a part of any leadership conference, I would think. You'd play that sound, don't you think?
Absolutely. Because he's worse than Bud Selig. He's a worse commissioner than Bud Selig, who turned his back on the steroid era, still got into the Hall of Fame.
He
gave McGuire and Sosa a pat on the back. He's giving these Astros players a pat on the back. Like, you're not even going to take away the trophy. You're not going to take away the games played. You're
Who's
not going to take away
boss?
Awards.
Who?
I mean,
Manfred.
The owners. Baseball's owners. And I think they're fine.
There must be something deeper. It. I heard the scenario, fellas, to where all the teams were cheating. So if they opened that can of worms, baseball would really, really, as a whole, you know, take a hit. But this guy could be a podiatrist. Is that the foot doctor?
Yeah.
Because he had a bunch of foots in his mouth with that soundbite. I mean, that was just
But a podiatrist would be taking feet out of other people's mouths.
Well, you know what I mean. Like he had his own foot. Take your own foot out of his mouth. That was bad. That is as ignorant and...
Real quick, tell me what you tell me what you think of this one. From Manfred.
The back and forth that's gone on is not healthy. This is another topic on which we're trying to be proactive. I met with half the managers, the Florida contingent, before I came out here to speak to you guys. I'll meet with the other half in Arizona. I hope that I made it extremely clear to them that retaliation in game by throwing at a batter intentionally will not be tolerated, whether it's Houston or anybody else. It's dangerous, and it is not helpful to the current situation.
Well, how the hell are you going to know if they're throwing at him because it's Houston or throwing at a team because you accidentally let one go?
Hello. When you find that out, I mean, I'm going to do my Bruce Bochy. Right. What?
I almost feel like Rob Manfred enjoys this because the last few off seasons, we haven't talked one iota about baseball. There's nothing happening with baseball in the off season. Now he's got the story right on his lap, and we've been talking baseball before spring training.
But it ain't the game, B.
This yeah, but is it's attention.
This
it's
is
attention.
The National Enquirer. This is scandal. Well, I guess it's reality TV.
It's a scandal. It's a huge scandal.
Talking about the game. This ain't about the game.
No, I'm saying like this is for the sport of baseball.
So any
for the sport of baseball,
Little Richard, any publicity is good publicity.
Absolutely. Don't you think Manfred and baseball's thinking, man, people are starting to read our articles.
Wow.
People are tuning in and talking baseball now in the month of February.
That'd be short-sighted.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, am I going to watch the Astros probably their first series on the road against the A's? Yeah, for sure. Am I going to watch your second one? Probably not.
What are you watching for?
Somebody to get hit in the head.
See, this is
that's
where
what
we're
I'm. Hey, I'm just telling you the truth. Not necessarily in the head, but to see what happens when they get thrown at.
Dib said the ribs. I didn't like that.
They're gonna get brushed back. And poor Dusty Baker.
Just call me Dibber Claus.
Poor Dusty Baker should get a raise for having to deal with this situation.
Well, he was unemployed. Poor Dusty's
He's
okay.
a consultant. He's getting a check.
Hey, give me some credit. I was riding for Dusty. Nobody saw a job out there for him.
There wasn't.
And now he's the Astros manager.
Because of
AJ
Hinch.
Right. Hey,
by the way, we've got Scott Miller of Bleacher Report coming up at 11:30. Great, great baseball writer. We're going to dive into this with Scott. And then also later in the show, do we know when we have Steve? Not yet. Do we have him at all, though? No. Oh, he's out. Well, then I won't tell people how great I think Steve Ashburner is. We're not going to have Steve Ashburner, but he's great.
Nice try, Mauser.
No, I'm just kidding. Mauser, but no, he is great. I'm just kidding, giving you grief.
Who, Mauser's great or Steve?
Ashburner. Steve Ashburner's great.
Steve Ashburner. So is Mauser.
Yeah, Mauser's totally.
I told you I like Mauser.
Two days he's done? There it is again. Mauser produces for 2 days, and oh, he's a Hall of Fame.
Wow.
You know what? And Mauser will forget to do one little thing, and tomorrow it'll be like, Mauser's got to go.
We miss Kyle.
Mauser's got to go.
Kyle'll be back tomorrow.
Same with Garoppolo.
Done.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Philly. What's going on, Steve? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, you guys? What's going on?
Going well. Real good.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about Manfred's mishandling of this whole situation. I had a question. I want to know what you guys think if this whole scandal and his handling and this situation is going to help the sport or hurt the sport in the long run. Because personally, I think it's going to hurt it. The casual baseball fans have been turning away from baseball since the 90s or so. For me, I'm a lifer. You know, I follow the World Baseball Classic and all that. Nothing's going to change me. But the casual baseball fans hearing about this, like Steiny just said, you know, beginning of the season, they'll be tuned in to see if guys are going to get beamed. But come June, July, I don't know. I think this is just going to turn into something worse than before.
And you know what? Thanks, Stephen, for the call. Appreciate it. I was going to throw that out because I do think this is going to get worse. I'm not sure how, but I'm wondering if people think the same thing. Like, this is not going away. I wonder if there'll be some activity early in the season, and then as we get toward the summer, it'll kind of be forgotten, and then it will just go away. That's what I wonder.
They make the playoffs, Steiny. It's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah,
they're in a race. If they're in a race and they're making moves at the deadline,
I think it's done. What's missing right now, B, is the game.
What do you mean it's done?
Once the games start, I think this dissipates. It's done. We'll forget this. What's happening right now is these Astro players, podiatrists, are talking and making it worse, and that's why it's just embarrassing times 10. Once they start playing these games, come on, Steiny. Like you said, you'll tune in the first three-game series, and then the diehards will take over and do what they do. But this will go away once we start getting scores.
I disagree.
I really believe.
If they were in a race and they're battling with the A's and they're still hitting and teams are still feeling funk, this isn't going away.
But what?
Especially if the Astros – like, what if the Astros make the ALCS?
What do
this
we
is going
say
to be the
then,
biggest
though?
Talking
They're
point.
Going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Are they?
By fans?
Yeah, but
no
I mean
chance.
By Astro fans.
No chance. Could you imagine a one-game playoff, let's say, in Oakland? Oakland against the Astros?
Gotcha.
Oh, and Oakland fans are just going to be like, go A's.
But see, you said that Friday. Snotty, I think you're not giving these grown-ass men the benefit of the doubt in regard to some are going to feed off this the rage from the fans or the screaming. You know, it ain't like NBA. They're all up on you. You got your helmet on. You go up there to hit. You know?
Dude, you think teams will want to trade with the Astros this year? Will teams want to make a deal with the Houston Astros at the deadline or before the deadline
well,
if they're making a move?
I would tend to say no now, but you feel like they're loaded.
Like, I don't know if any other team would. Like, with all these teams coming out and talking about the Astros and saying, yeah, they're a disgrace to the sport. Why would any team want to help the Astros at all this season? In training, pitchers, positional players, like they've got to be on their own island more so than any other team in baseball. It's like a guy using a cork bat, right?
But
he's on his
good,
own.
B, they're still huh? good right now.
We don't know that. We
See,
don't
I
know that.
I'm not convinced they're going to be
There's
good.
There's no way they're – you, wow.
They're, listen, and I said this on Friday. One of the first things – one of the things that makes baseball baseball is the fear of getting hit by the ball. When you are a great player, you don't even have that thought in your mind. But how can you not have that thought in your mind if you're an Astro? You're going to walk up to the plate and you're going to wonder. And I think that wondering already changes the dynamic.
Okay, so real quick, it didn't happen to McGuire. It didn't happen to Canseco. It damn sure didn't happen to Barry Bonds.
Right. Everybody was doing it.
Armando Rios is doing it.
This is one team. This is one team that ostensibly did something that nobody else did.
Well, the Red Sox got their hands dirty.
Well, to me, what the Cardinals did was just as bad when they hacked into the Astros database.
But those were executives.
So what? They were hacking draft info.
My point is they don't go bat, so they don't got to get in the box to worry about getting hit.
Guru, wake up, dude. No one's giving the Astros the benefit of the doubt to anything. Have you not heard how the other players are reacting?
That's fair, but the players aren't asking for the benefit of the doubt. They're going to go out here and win the title, go to the playoffs. What are they asking for?
You hear Cody Bellinger?
What? And I'm asking you, B.I.D., but what does that mean? And I heard Mike Trout.
Let's take a listen to Cody Bellinger.
I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. These guys were cheating for 3 years. I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off, but two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me, because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I set my team the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, I'm going crazy.
See, I think that's...
That hit me. Wow.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of sentiment. Justin Turner's coming out.
Why did you go in the, my wife didn't want me to see it.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
And the players are right. It is wrong that the manager and the GM get fired. And I know they lose. That's the Astros lost four draft picks. And they were fined $5 million. But how do you not suspend any player who admitted to cheating? Wow. Like, these guys are, like, Bregman, I'm sorry. What are you sorry for? Can you give us some detail on what you're sorry for?
We didn't. Altuve never cheated. Yeah, Stoney, why wouldn't Manfred know you got to send a message, like one high and tight?
Well, I don't think he's dumb. Obviously, he thought about it and decided it's probably best not to. What his reasoning was, I'm not sure. But I do think it had something to do with the fact that you start opening up this Pandora's box, you may find that you got a much, 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 much bigger problem. And by doing it this way, you're kind of telling every team out there, listen, we know what happened. There's a chance that we think other teams were doing it. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole now, but we're telling you right now, anything happens or we find out about anything, there's going to be a lot bigger punishments going around. I mean, that's just what I think.
And that video circulating of Altuve saying, Devontae, no, telling them don't touch whatever mechanism I got under my shirt is...
The biggest thing that really bothered me was Altuve last week coming up to the microphone, issuing a statement, and walking away.
Yeah.
That's weak. That's actually what bothered me basically more than anything.
And he struggled on the road in that World Series. He batted like 143. Bellinger also batted 143, but nobody's, let the Dodgers still feel like they got that World Series stolen from them.
Let's go to
I'm really sorry.
Pablo in L.A., how you doing, Pablo?
I'm really sorry.
Honestly, I've thought about it, and I'm, so upset over everything, how everything has been handled. So it just looks so careless. Oh, you would think someone as with the stature of the owner of MLB or something, you would think that they would come down hard with the hammer. But this only gives incentive to continue cheating if any other teams are cheating, because Do you think the people, fans, would be the same, would be reacting the same way had this been in a Super Bowl? People would be freaking, you know, lying towns on fire. This, it'd be crazy. That's why I don't understand. I don't know. And what hurts me most as a Latino is the fact that Altuve has not stood up for this, and it's just shedding the Latinos, like just the Latino athletes under the bus here, because as like a lot of Latinos, our culture is based on loyalty and honesty, and I feel like he's just really just throwing that under the bus just to keep his pretty little ring, because that's what matters to them. And that's what really hurts, because it hurts the integrity of the game, and it hurts the thought that there's a child out there that busted his butt off to become a champion only to be robbed at the end of it by some cheaters who keep their damn championship. That's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks, Pablo. Appreciate it.
That was heavy.
I don't know. Wow. You know, I obviously can't speak to how a Latino feels. I can say that didn't even enter the equation for me with Altuve. It's just, I don't know.
And when you
hear
it,
what, you know, I don't know what he is. I don't know what Bregman is, but they're cheaters. I don't really, other than that, I don't think it really matters.
But it just lets you know and puts it in perspective, Bonte, how heavy it is for different individuals.
No doubt.
And for him to use that, I that was heavy. Like, wow.
Makes you question everything they did, no doubt about it. But the fact that they're getting off scot-free.
Immunity? And what does that mean?
Not only, like, they were ready to take away Barry Bonds' MVP awards and throw an asterisk next to it. Why not with the Houston Astros? And Manfred said something like, oh, take it away, our World Series title. What does that do? It's just a piece of metal. It's like, are you clueless,
Barry,
dude?
Barry was getting ready to go to court.
I mean, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing that none of these guys popped for any games. And they're going to be able to play the game and still get a chance to go back to the World Series this season. And, yeah, people won't forget about it, but they're going to still play. We're going to still play the game. It's fascinating.
Let's go to Scott and Hayward. What's going on, Scott? How are you, man?
Gentlemen, good discussion as always. I just wanted to chime out. You know, it's the cheating is cheating. Stealing signs have been going on forever. What they did was clearly a cut above and absolutely repulsive the way that it's been handled by MLB. I think players should have been suspended. What tells me this is bigger than a normal scandal is the age of the players commenting. I can't remember in the 40-plus years I've been a fan of baseball, any player as young as Cody Bellinger ever speaking out saying anything like what he said. I think he's spot on, but usually the MO is keep your head down and keep your mouth shut, kid. You know, you've only been in the game for a couple years, and the rookies and the first, second, third-year players, they're expected to not say a word. And you see these young players chiming off and boldly so and speaking out for other players. They're not just talking about themselves. That, to me, tells me this is a much, much bigger deal than pretty much anything we've seen in terms of a cheating scandal.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. It's a good point.
Wow.
Yep. It's a good point. How old's Bellinger? Like 25, 26? Something like that?
He's a baller, man. He's a baller.
Now, I do want to, and I'm not defending the Astros, but baseball is offense and defense.
He's 25, by the way.
Okay, and there is no excuse for Bellinger in 17, where he looked like he was blinded to play, Bonte. They didn't.
17 strikeouts in that World Series.
Yeah, so your guys weren't cheating. You guys still had to go up there and hit. But again, if you know what's coming, that explains how you're turning on a
game seven
fastball.
They're at Dodger Stadium, and Yu Darvish gets rocked in the first inning. What's the excuse there? The Astros won two games on the road in that series. I'm not saying that what they did was right. But they won game seven on the road at Dodger Stadium. That's why I don't want to hear from Bellinger and them about, oh, they stole something from us. You had game seven at home with Yu Darvish on the mound, and you lost. And you left runners on base left and right in that game. I mean, you had game seven right there. They're on the road. So I don't want to hear the Dodgers saying that something got stolen from us. Maybe the Yankees have more of a beef because they lost all the road games in Houston in that ALCS.
All righty, coming up next, we've got Scott Miller. Scott Miller of Bleacher Report. We're going to get deeper into this Astros scandal. Also, 888-957-9570, in case you want to jump into the conversation after we're done with Scott. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back. I want to head right out to the phone line and talk to Scott Miller. Scott works for Bleacher Report covering Major League Baseball. And Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Greetings from Florida and Houston Astros camp.
Yeah. Boy, I don't even know where to start, but here's where I'm going to start. And I'll just kind of throw it out to you open-ended. I don't know. It feels like this thing is a long way from over, but I'm not sure what that means. You know what I'm saying? Have you given it thought a month from now, 6 months from now, and even longer down the line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. And nobody knows. I mean, I think you start with the fact, going back to Rob Manfred's press conference yesterday and the questions relating how come the players weren't punished. And he explained he was trying to get to the truth, and he felt like immunity to the players was a way to get them to speak openly. But within that, he said, you know, also the questions about whether you remove their World Series title or not, he called it unprecedented. He said this was an unprecedented case. He's a guy that likes to look at precedent. Well, I think that's where you start. It's unprecedented. So because just by definition, it's hard to know. I mean, you're right. It feels like it's not going to be over anytime soon. Is it going to go 2 months, 4 months, 8 months? Unprecedented. We don't know. We've never seen anything like this. So from that perspective, I mean, I've covered baseball 30 years. I've never seen the players rip on each other like they have the way Bellinger and Chris Bryant and Mike Trout even today were, on about the Astros cheaters. So they're going to have to wear it for a long time. We've seen, opposing pitchers talk about maybe retaliatory measures with beanballs. Commissioner Manfred talked to managers yesterday. He's going to talk to the Cactus League managers in a couple of days. He's warning people that they're going to, it won't be tolerated if pitchers take matters into their own hands. I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be one of those things where it's as things calm down, whenever that is, there'll be something else like a brush fire, will catch a spark and light back up. And I think that's what we're going to be seeing all year. I mean, even to the point where, we could be, say, on May 5th, just a few weeks into the season. And I'll tell you what, if Jose Altuve or Alex Bregman, if their batting average is way down, if they're slumping, I mean, that's going to spark a whole bunch more comments, because people are going to be saying, okay, see, now that they're not, now that they don't know what's coming, they're not so good. So it's going to come from all corners, and it's going to be unexpected, and we're just going to have to see where it goes.
Scott, when I hear the word commissioner, the first thing that comes to mind to me is leader. And I look at Manfred, and he protected to me the Astro players, but yet the players didn't do him any favors stepping to the mic in the fashion they did. They didn't look to me apologetic. And I can remember years back, they referred to the Astros as the Lastros when the A's in 2012 are doing their thing. And I love baseball, Scott, so I believe the Astros' success is because they got good players. I don't want to just sound like a simpleton and say, oh, everybody cheats, but I have said to a degree. I want to ask you, do you believe the Astros have been successful because they've been cheating, or they're good at baseball? Because that's where I'm at. It's the latter, but I think this doesn't help their cause.
Well, I think they're a very, very, very talented team. I mean, these are some really good players. So they were going to win regardless whether they cheat or not. Now, how much do they win? There's no question that when you know what's coming, when you crack the codes as they have, so to speak, when you know what's coming, that gives you a distinct advantage. And if you're already a really good team, now that's going to make you an even better team. And so I don't think you can separate the two and say, well, was it purely cheating or are they a good team? I mean, they're a really good team that figure out a way to have an unfair advantage over other teams, and that unfair advantage was significant.
Scott Miller, Bleacher Report here on 95.7 The Game. Scott, what do you think is going to happen around the deadline? Say the Astros are in the race, and they're leading the AL West, they're in a wild card race. Will other organizations want to do business with the Houston Astros after what's happened over the last 3 years?
I think they will, simply because if I'm running the Oakland A's or the Texas Rangers, and I'm winning, and there's a piece I need that I think I'm already winning. This has a chance to be a special season, and I need whatever it is, another bat or another arm to get over the hump this year, to win the division or to get deeper into October. There are only 29 other clubs, and by definition almost, many of those aren't going to match up with you trade-wise because they might not have what you need. So there's only going to be a minute number of teams that have what you need, and I think if the Astros were to have something I need, if I'm running the A's or Rangers, then I think I would deal with them. So I don't think that part of it is going to be an issue for the Astros.
On a practical level, how are umpires and Manfred going to determine whether a player on the Astros that got hit was because they cheated in 2017 or because the pitcher, you know, just didn't control a certain pitch?
Yeah, there's no way to know. I mean, certain, you know, bean balls are obvious, but there are a lot that are not, and there's not going to be any way that Manfred and the umpires can determine something for sure. And back to one of your previous questions, I think that is a good example of something that is going to make this blow up again. I think, you know, maybe we could have, you know, maybe people move on and there won't be, you know, a quiet down around the Astros. Well, just wait until that first Astro gets hit with a pitch, whether it's spring training or the regular season, whatever it is. Even if it's an accidental bean ball, everybody's going to go on to high alert, you know, saying, oh, my God, look, he's throwing at him.
Scott, talk to me about Dusty Baker. I'm a fan, and I've had people say, oh, man, he's in for it. I'm like, well, he was unemployed, so this did help him get a job. Do you think this is going to be the most difficult task he's ever had as an MLB manager?
You know, I don't know. Dusty's a long, been in the game a long time as a player, as a manager. I mean, as a player, you have to remember, he went back coming up through the minor leagues in the Deep South. He went through a whole bunch of racist stuff.
Yeah.
And he, even as a major league player, he did. So, you know, I mean, I think back to that, and then he had a long career as a player. He had a long career as a manager. You know, he managed Barry Bonds and company during the steroid era. I think this will be among the more difficult challenges he has, but I don't think it's like slam dunk by far the toughest task he's going to have. I mean, you know, circumstances have changed too. I mean, some years have passed. He's 70 now. He's not going to, you know, by definition, he's not going to have the energy that he had when he was 50 or 40. So I think it'll be a difficult situation because, going back to what we said earlier in the conversation, it's unprecedented, you know, what the Astros have done. So difficult situation there. There's going to be a lot of attention on these guys. The players themselves are going to feel it. Dusty has, you know, I think he's the right temperament for this. He's kind of that cool cat leader. I'm a big Dusty fan as well. I think he's the kind of guy. He's a player's manager. He relates to players. That's, I think, what they need right now versus, you know, a guy that just is going to be one of these numbers guys.
Scott, you're at Astros camp right now, so what are people saying about Tattoo Gate? Carlos Correa, Astros star shortstop, Saturday doubling down on everything, basically saying Altuve wouldn't rip off his jersey because his wife didn't want him to reveal the tattoo that he received. How ridiculous is that to you, the whole tattoo issue about him not ripping off his jersey in the ALCS when he hit that home run, that walk-off off of Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly raises suspicion that there was a buzzer being worn. Nobody's admitting that. Even Rob Manfred said yesterday they couldn't confirm it. But that, anybody that watches that video, that's one of the strangest on-field bits of behavior over 30 or 40 seconds that I can ever remember seeing. I mean, I've never seen a guy, you know, you just hit a walk-off home run against Chapman. Your first thought coming into home plate is to cover up your jersey. It's bizarre. you know, that said, you know, I will say that, you know, Altuve, this morning before their workout, there's a big group of reporters around his locker, and he wasn't there. And then he came into the locker room. He saw it from across the locker room. He took his shirt off. So now he's bare chested. He threw his shirt over his left shoulder, kind of obscuring anything that might be there. He walked up to his locker, cut through all the reporters, reached into his locker to get something, turned around, took the shirt off his shoulder to reveal a tattoo. It said Melinda, or Melanie, by the way, Melanie, that's the name of his daughter. Small little tattoo, said Melanie with a little heart on it. Kind of gave everybody a look, almost like flashed them, and then threw the, and then put the shirt on over it and walked off. And then he talked after the workout, but it was kind of an interesting moment before the workout where there's just this big exotic 1 minute, walkthrough he did to make sure everybody saw the tattoo. He said after the workout, by the way, he got that tattoo in San Francisco, by the way, about middle of last season, he said, sometime in the middle of the season. Now, the Astros didn't play the Giants. They were in Oakland last year on June 1st and 2nd, and then they were in Oakland again in August. So he said he got it in San Francisco midway through the year. I don't know if it was the Oakland trip or in June or August, but apparently that's it. But, you know, in terms of the half tattoo or something he had back in 2017 that Correa was talking about, I still don't understand. It still doesn't all add up. Because, as I say, he said he got this tattoo middle of last summer. So, theoretically, then 2017, he didn't have anything. So, you know, who knows? Or he had half of that bad tattoo, and then he had it removed. Who knows? Or he had the buzzer.
Hey, Scott, before I let you get out of here, I want to just kind of throw at you one of the things I've been thinking that could be fallout from this. I just feel like great hitters in baseball have, in a way, they getting the fear of getting hit by the pitch is one of the first things you got to overcome. You can't have that thought in the batter's box. Do you think the mere thought when some Astro players go up that it's gonna be in their head, maybe not, will actually, that in and of itself may impact their performance?
You know, it could. I mean, it could. I would say more in random instances. You know, there could be some pitchers they face, maybe some soft throwers that aren't going to be that intimidating. But then, you know, if they go up against Noah Syndergaard or somebody that throws 99 or 100, you know, they may think twice when they're in the batter's box. So, you know, we know this for sure. Baseball is a huge mental game. Obviously it's physical. Hitters got to have the hand-eye coordination down. But it is such a mental game, especially in the batter's box. As you say, there's the fear of being hit. There's the cat and mouse game, trying to guess which pitch the pitcher's throwing you. There's the mental side of you might be in an 0-for-10 skid and it feels like you're never going to get another hit again. All of these things are going to be things the Astro hitters have to overcome this year, which is, you know, certainly going to make them one of the more fascinating teams to watch as we enter the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Great stuff. And I look forward to doing it again.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That's Scott Miller. Scott Miller of Bleacher Report. And he was talking all things Astros.
We need to find out the tattoo parlor.
I thought the same thing, believe it or not.
It'd be easy enough to find out.
Hey, did Jose Altuve
and why wouldn't that parlor publicize, hey, we had Altuve come by and get something?
Yeah.
That tattoo's small,
Can
so I don't buy it.
Imagine if nobody steps up to the plate.
Oh, man, there were definitely buzzers. The Astros are doing something. Because just the way they're, hey, we're sorry. What are you sorry about? Again, that what are you sorry about?
Man.
Wow.
Scott, hey, I think a flag on me. Scott, when I hear the word commissioner, the first thing that comes to mind to me is leader. And I look at Manfred, and he protected to me the Astro players, but yet the players didn't do him any favors stepping to the mic in the fashion they did. They didn't look to me apologetic. And I can remember years back, they referred to the Astros as the Lastros when the A's in 2012 are doing their thing. And I love baseball, Scott, so I believe the Astros' success is because they got good players. I don't want to just sound like a simpleton and say, oh, everybody cheats, but I have said to a degree. I want to ask you, do you believe that Astros have been successful because they've been cheating or they're good at baseball? Because that's where I'm at. It's the latter, but I think this doesn't help their cause.
Wow, Steiny.
52 seconds.
Oh, no.
52 seconds. Jesus. 52. That's a lot. Wow, that's, no, I think your original record is 54, so you push that.
Wow. Nice job, Goo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Why don't you guys intervene? Throw a hand.
What do you want me to do?
Wrap it up.
I thought you were done after the Lastros thing. And I'm like, what the hell did the Lastros got anything to do with this?
Well, that's when they were bad.
Yeah, I know that. But that was like 6-7 years ago.
Pappas, there's a few things you can cut there. The first one is... Am I a simpleton or something like that?
Do you think Scott Miller knew what a simpleton means?
Sure.
You think Scotty? Scotty's a good guy. I used to work with Scotty.
Yes, Pappas? I thought you were going to jump in with something.
I told on myself hoping the sound wouldn't come.
Oh, the sound came before the question was over almost. I mean, 52 seconds in, I was like, start rolling on this. This is unbelievable. Let's go to...
Oh, man.
Patrick's in San Jose. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
I had a comment on the whole thing.
Sure.
The,
give you about 52 seconds.
Thing that, oh, no, it's going to be under. But listen, it's just really upsetting for me because I have a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they're not, you know, I'm listening to you guys all the time. They keep hearing about cheating and the Astros, and, you know, we're hardcore A's fans, and I'm trying to teach my kids the right way, and it's hard for me to explain to them, hey, when you're cheating, you have to be responsible for that. Own it up, and you'll get your punishment. But it's like the MLB is not setting a good example for that. And for the fact that they win the World Series, and you know that they were cheating, and they admit to it, and the players don't get in trouble, yeah, it looks bad. But on top of that, people forget, this is their first World Series. So it's like, it should be something special. You should earn it the right way, the old-fashioned way. But, man, it just doesn't feel right. It ruins the integrity of the game, and it's hard for me to, like, myself to my kids, and I don't want to use them as an example. I have to go to someone else, like using like the Washington Nationals as far as them winning against them to explanation to my kids a lot better. I just want to know you guys how you guys feel about that.
I think it's tough.
Wow.
I mean, and this is, we were kind of getting into this a little bit last week of, okay, they didn't take the trophy, they didn't vacate, but and I'm interested to see how Bonte feels about this. It's like the fact that Altuve is going to be remembered as a cheater.
Wow.
That it is worth something. I mean, he's got a World Series ring, and if he walks by somebody and he's wearing the World Series ring, it may just somebody will laugh at him. And I don't know how you measure that.
Yeah.
But I think that there will be some satisfaction that they can, that they'll never experience that true champions experience.
Oh, there's no doubt. I was just thinking about that before you said it, Stein. He's like, how will the Astros, not only Altuve, but how will they all walk around with the World Series ring? Like, will A.J. Hinch, who's been fired, ever put on that World Series ring knowing that that World Series and what they did to win that World Series cost him a job? Altuve, when he looks at his MVP award, Steiny and Guru, what is he going to think when he sees that MVP award on his mantle? Like, damn, I got help to win that. You know, they were banging on trash cans or videos. Like, I was aided to win this MVP award, all-star appearances, all that stuff. You can't, everything now, it's like, okay, what can you do for me now, Altuve? What will the next 5 years look like for Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman? Will they put up the same numbers? Will they win MVP awards? Can they win another World Series? That can erase some of the doubt that we all have about his previous performances. Other than that, like this year, when you look at the Astros, you're like, damn, you throw an X next to their name. You can't help but do that.
When he asked me this and you were out last week, my retort was,
I don't want to just sound like a simpleton.
What about the New England Patriots? They cheated a few times. Is it the same thing with them? Barry Bonds, when he was here, he was loved, revered. When he went other places, people hated him. I think what I'm saying, Steiny, it's going to be easier for these guys to do it than we think, because Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, two of the greats, got some clouds over them.
And what are they called?
Cheaters.
That's right.
And champs, all dependent
on. That's fair. But my point is if they won six, if they had never done anything, either cheated or done something resembling cheating, the entire country would have to respect them. Well, guess what? Half the country doesn't. And again, what does that mean? Maybe it doesn't mean anything, but I think it does. I think it means something when my dad, I'm like, Tom Brady's a cheater. He's a cheater. I mean, Tom Brady will never hear that conversation, but
I hear you.
Does it matter?
I give them the benefit of the doubt because they've won after being caught cheating. They've won after being caught cheating.
And the Astros have their chance.
Astros have their chance. But okay. No, there's no doubt this year, and looking at Bregman and looking
it
at Altuve.
A long way to me, B.
Steiny, if they walked by me right now with their World Series ring on, I'd be like, damn, you got some balls to wear that
thing. Exactly.
That's my first reaction to it. Because
I got to tell you something. You know, I would much rather, if Omri Caspi wants to wear an NBA Finals championship ring, even though he's never played in the postseason, that to me is more legit than Altuve wearing a World Series ring. How's that?
I give it to you.
That's a hot take.
You think AJ Hinch ever going to look at that ring again?
I don't know.
Jeff Luhnow, the GM. Like, these guys probably won't get a job anymore.
Blood, sweat, and tears. And I know we don't know to what extent they were cheating. Man, he's got to cherish that.
You go to a party with other executives or other managers, and you wear that ring.
I'm wearing mine. We can get into it, come to blows. If you tell me, that thing ain't, we're speculating. But again, it goes back to
speculating on what exactly?
How much the cheating helped them win the World Series? Altuve is not Altuve to me, Steiny, and I said it to our guest Scott. It's not because people were hitting pots. Now it helped him in situations. He's a badass ball player, and guess what? So is Correa.
So what? Then why did they cheat? Like, what are you doing? Are you excusing their cheating because they were already really good?
I'll tell you
what are you saying?
You don't see guys get healthy swings like that off of Aroldis Chapman. He hit that baby 500 feet.
He turned on it.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Talking Astros. Also going to get into a little Warriors second half, and I'm going to try to make an analogy. That's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
I don't want to just sound like a simpleton.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Here's another big problem the Astros are going to have. This moments ago, this is a tweet from Bob Nightingale, baseball writer, and it's from Carlos Correa. Honestly, guys, I'm done talking about the offseason and what's happened. For me, it's time to talk about the upcoming season. You don't get to make that decision. You don't get to make the decision of when to put it behind you. You don't get to say, I don't want you guys asking that question anymore. You might not want to answer it, but that doesn't mean it's going away.
Hello. It's called the scandal, buddy.
So, you know what Altuve reminds me of a little bit? You know who Rosie Ruiz was?
Who's that?
Rosie Ruiz was a woman who in 1980 at the Boston Marathon, okay?
All right.
She basically cut onto the course
in
the 25th mile.
Right.
And so
gamesmanship.
Yeah.
She ran the last mile and everybody thought she was the leader. She crosses the finish line, she gets awarded first place, and it took 8 days before they realized she cheated. She didn't run the marathon. But back then it wasn't as buttoned up, and so that's like it stinks because the thrill she got to get that last half mile, quarter mile, and the crowd's going crazy, like, she did take that moment from the runner-up.
No doubt.
But once it was found out, she had to live the rest of her life with this, wearing this badge.
Did they make a movie out of it?
Probably did. But
that's
like
awesome.
Altuve.
Altuve,
great. He gets to hit the big home run, and he gets that feeling of crossing home plate. But you know what? The rest of his life, he's probably going to be snickered at behind his back, thought less of.
And that's already done.
I mean, what do you think of what Carlos Correa said? About he doubled down on it Saturday, basically saying, so guys, one, it was a tattoo his wife said. So basically he threw his wife under the bus. They're using his wife as a scapegoat because of this little tattoo. It's so odd how he just said, no, don't rip my jersey off. Runs to the clubhouse and puts on a new shirt.
That was, Steiny, it was like Shaq telling Barkley whatever he was telling him on set, like, don't be talking about that. Yeah. And he like, don't touch me. I got the mechanism on me.
Hey, let's go to Al on 880. What's up? How you doing, Al?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Going well, man.
So, yeah, these guys on the Astros, the Latin American players, they're going to have a double, you know, is worse than some of the other players because, you know, when they go back to their country and, you know, other players across MLB that are Latin American, they're going to look at them, you know, like, you guys are cheaters and you guys, you know, you guys know how big baseball is in Latin America and all the players involved. You know, so all the little kids back in their countries and, you know, other players, they're just going to look at them, you know, with disgrace. It's like, you know, these guys cheated. Like, they're not, you know, they don't have the passion for the game like the rest of us do.
Yeah. Thanks, Al. I mean, again, that's not something I thought about or I could even relate to, but that may be another part of this. Going back home in the off season. Hey, by the way, Bonte, a couple things I want to talk about right now. Uh-oh. One is, let's do Dream Job. We got Dream Job action. So right now,
gates are open.
Right now, yeah, the gates are open. Submit a 1-minute video to 95.7 The Game with an opinion, a rant on some sports topic, and you'll be entered to win our Dream Job contest, which will take place at various locations. And basically, if you win the Dream Job contest, you're going to be a host on 95.7 The Game.
Also, I'm hella excited.
Remind people, Steiny, Guru, your video should be 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute video. Send it into 957thegame.com.
I got questions.
Also, they said no music in the background because of music. Legal stuff. So if you put music in, you'll be disqualified right away. So keep it dry.
Yeah, no music in the background.
I like that.
Just
keep
you.
It dry.
Just you. And nobody else. So
you can only submit at 957thegame.com and not on Twitter. So you have to go to the website.
I think so. I'm not sure. Huh. But yeah, go to the website.
Go to the website. Sure. All right.
Then secondly,
we got a new coworker coming.
Who?
The winner of the Dream Job.
Wow. I mean, it's not like they're going to. Yeah.
Hello.
I mean,
they'll be on weekend nights.
Well, yeah,
get it in.
They'll be doing a graveyard.
They'll
be doing a graveyard Saturday and Sunday.
Come off the bench and then you're starting. You never know.
I'm not about rubbing shoulders with some new guy who's not even a professional.
You're Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Who are you?
I mean, I'm already working with one winner. I don't want to meet the next one.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
That hurt.
You know.
Oh, no. You know,
what do you think about – Bonte didn't know about this thing either. The Dan Dibley-Lorenzo Neal one-on-one game – what, next Thursday?
Come 26th? At me, bro. Disgrace at Chase, Bonte.
Disgrace at the Chase. Now, how did this happen?
That's a
Dibley versus Low Deal.
That's like, correct.
That's wicked cool.
Let me tell you how it happened. Organically, it was one way. It just came up. But listen, here's what I'm concerned about, how this is actually going to come down.
I knew you were.
Dude, I thought – so, Bonte, they're playing to 11.
Wow.
Exactly.
So it's going to take about 90 minutes for one of these guys to get to 11.
Dude showed you
it's
his
going
knee.
To
you
take
and I.
a long, long time.
Because I don't think Lodeo has a jumper. Lodeo's probably just going to try to post him up and body
He'll
him.
Back in.
He'll back Lowe, in.
Lowe's going to back in. And Dibley's going to try to get that little push shot off against Lorenzo. And I think he might be able to, but I'm telling you, my prediction is they are going to be dead tired and it's going to be like 3-2.
Is there a referee for it?
I was just going
to
ask that.
They want to get
Pat.
Kalena to officiate. Kalena Azubuki, they want him to officiate, and then
he's
apparently
busy.
It's losers. Yeah, exactly. Apparently it's losers out, rather
that.
Than winners.
All right.
I like that.
But I mean,
who you betting on, Steiny?
I got to bet on Low Neal.
Fortenbaugh said it was Low Neal minus two early.
Oh, give me that action all day. And it's not the knock Dibs, but I see the legs. I see the knee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.